The Heart of Awareness, one of the most profound texts that I have ever consumed. This is a translation of the ancient Ashtavakra Gita, which is said to be one of the highest teachings that there is on this planet. And it is also said to be one of the greatest works of Advaita Vedanta. And many, many great teachers consider this work as the direct and the most profound teaching in non-duality. So, in this video, we will explore the Ashtavakra Gita further. Now, this video is the second video in the series of Ashtavakra Gita. And here, we will continue from chapter 3. Now, even if you have not completed the first video, it doesn't matter because this is a direct form of teaching. You simply need to listen to and contemplate on these verses. So now I will read from chapter 3, that is wisdom. You know the self by nature one without end. You know the self and you are serene. How can you still desire riches? When from ignorance you see silver in mother of pearl, greed arises. From ignorance of the self, desire arises. For the world where the senses whirl. Knowing yourself as that in which the worlds rise and fall, like waves in the ocean, why do you run about so wretchedly? For have you not heard? You are pure awareness, and your beauty is infinite. So why let lust mislead you? The man who is wise knows himself in all things, and all things in himself. Yet how strange, he still says, "This is mine." Determined to be free, he abides in the oneness beyond all things. Yet how strange, indulging in passion, he weakens and lust overwhelms him. Feeble with age, still he is filled with desire. When, without doubt, he knows that lust is the enemy of awareness. Indeed, how strange. He longs to be free. He has no care for this world or the next. And he knows what is passing or forever. And yet how strange, he is still afraid of freedom. But he who is truly wise always sees the absolute self. Celebrated, he is not delighted. Spurned, he is not angry. Pure of heart, he watches his own actions as if they were another's. How can praise or blame disturb him? With clear and steady insight, he sees this world is a mirage and he no longer wonders about it. How can he fear the approach of death? Pure of heart, he desires nothing, even in despair. He is content in the knowledge of the self. With whom may I compare him? With clear and steady insight, he knows that whatever he sees is by its very nature nothing. How can he prefer one thing to another? He is beyond all duality. Free from desire, he has driven from his mind all longing for the world. Come what may, joy or sorrow, nothing moves him. So this is another profound chapter in Ashtavakra Gita. And Ashtavakra here describes the nature of the wise man. The wise man detaches himself from the world. He understands that nothing in this external world can truly fulfill him. He understands that what he's looking for is actually within him. Whatever happens, it does not move him. This comes from true wisdom. This comes from enlightenment. And this chapter talks about the way of life of a wise man. Now let us continue with chapter 4, which is the true seeker. The wise man knows the self and he plays the game of life. But the fool lives in this world like a beast of burden. The true seeker feels no elation, even in that exalted state which Indra and all the gods unhappily long for. He understands the nature of things. His heart is not smudged by right or wrong, as the sky is not smudged by smoke. He is pure of heart. He knows the whole world is only the self. So who can stop him from doing as he wishes? Of the four kings of being, from Brahma to a blade of grass, only the wise man is strong enough to give up the desire and aversion. How rare he is, knowing he is the self. He acts accordingly and is never fearful, for he knows he is the self, one without two, the Lord of all creation. As we read it more and more, the more and more profound it gets. I hope you are getting some value out of this. This is not a text that is to be used to understand something. This is a text that we must use to simply soak ourselves in the consciousness that we are. We should stop all kinds of activity of the mind and the body and simply read this and simply consume what Astavakra is talking about. This is the highest and the most direct form of teaching. Here Astavakra says, the one who is pure of heart, he knows the whole world is only the self. So who can stop him from doing as he wishes? Just imagine living like this. Just imagine realizing this and living in the realization that I am the self and the self is everything. And the entire universe is the self. It is an appearance in the self. If one is in this realization, what can he not do? And who can stop him? Since the entire world is himself, who can actually stop him? This is the ideal way to live. This is the best way to live. And this is the essence of Vedanta. Now let us look at chapter 5 and 6, which are the final chapters for this video. Dissolving. You are pure. Nothing touches you. What is there to renounce? Let it all go, the body and the mind. Let yourself dissolve. Like bubbles in the sea, all the worlds arise in you. Know you are the self. Know you are one. Let yourself dissolve. You see the world, but like the snake in the rope, it is not really there. You are pure. Let yourself dissolve. You are one and the same in joy and sorrow, hope and despair, life and death. You are already fulfilled. Let yourself dissolve. Chapter 6, Knowledge. I am boundless space. The world is a clay pot. This is the truth. There is nothing to accept. There is nothing to reject. Nothing to dissolve. I am the ocean. All the worlds are like waves. This is the truth. Nothing to hold on to. Nothing to let go of. Nothing to dissolve. I am the mother of pearl. The world is a vein of silver, an illusion. This is the truth. Nothing to grasp, nothing to spurn, nothing to dissolve. I am in all beings are in me. This is the whole truth. Nothing to embrace, nothing to relinquish, nothing to dissolve. This is so profound, I will repeat it here. I am in all beings and all beings are in me. This is the paradox, this is the contradiction, but this is the truth. I am in all beings and all beings are in me. This is the whole truth. Nothing to embrace, nothing to relinquish, nothing to dissolve. Here, Astavakra is going beyond even the traditional teachings of detachment, of letting go, of following a certain kind of a lifestyle, etc. This is the highest of the highest truths. Technically, you are already fulfilled. You are already full. Even Swami Vivekananda has said this in his speeches. He has said that you right now are that infinite consciousness. Your conscious mind is not aware of it. That is the problem. But apart from this, even here and now, you are full, you are complete. All beings are in you and you are in all beings. There is nothing for you to let go. There is nothing for you to detach yourself from. There is nothing for you to do. You are complete. You are full. This is Advaita Vedanta. And I suggest that you get a copy of this book, which is The Heart of Awareness, and read it once in a while to soak yourself in this knowledge.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.